This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod B 2E, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to give a sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Is it working, Katie Green and Michael
yes.
W. Dean?
Yes,
it's working. It's working.
I've been healed by the worms.
We should probably. I think we should probably also mention that the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license, and this allows reuse by anyone except for governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yep, and this is Michael Dean. I don't sound good, but I'm actually slowly getting better. I'm just gonna be on here for the first segment tonight. I want to tell you what's going on with my stuff. I'm getting better.
Tell us.
I don't know. I'm going to wait until my voice gets better in a day or two. I did want to say that this is kind of funny. When Cantwell was on the other night, I didn't know this until later, until Derek J said something to me. He actually dropped an F-bomb on our show. Our board op hit the cuss dump. But, like, man, that is so disrespectful. That guy did that.
Yeah, I swear on a hourly basis, but I keep my wits about me when I'm doing this, because I do remember that not everybody is used to that, and you know, especially on radio, you can't do it. I think I did it on my first time.
Well, he's banned for life. Oh, no. Even though Virgil Verduga told me he'd pay me $100 every time I put Cantwell on, but I'm not going to do it. It's not worth
it's
it.
A bit of easy money.
It's not worth it.
I don't know. It would have to be would it be a thousand? I mean, is that
do you have a place?
What's the going rate, Michael?
No? I'd probably let him do it once for $1.7 million one more time.
There you go, Chris. That's
and then I'd hire a Bitcoin hitman. No, I'm kidding.
it's too far.
It's all good. Too soon. All right. Too soon. That guy'll take care of himself. He'll need my help.
I don't really know a lot. I'll be honest. Us being in Scotland, it kind of feels like a world away.
Yeah.
So the whole situation with that stuff, I feel quite disconnected.
Oh, me
it.
Too. I mean, it's like I've been. It's not just him. It's the whole thing in Keene. Like, there's some great people in Keene. I was chatting with Derek J about it today, and Derek's like.
I love him.
I don't know if Derek told me this in confidence or not, but Derek was like kind of like complaining about how everyone a lot of people in Keene are just underachievers with too much drama, and I was like, yeah, it looks that way to me. And when I observe Keene from the powerful telescope of the internet, I say, man, I'm sure glad my wife and I live, you know, 2,000 miles away in the least populated state in America. And Derek's like, yeah, man. And then he said that he wished there were 1,000 more Michael Deans and Ian Freemans. So that made me feel good. Mm. Yep.
Well, I have to say, though, New Hampshire looks pretty awesome. I follow a lot of people on Facebook that live there, and I have to say, it does look quite fun.
I've spent a lot of time there. My sister lived there.
Really
I was
nice
there. I was there in the 70s a lot with my sister when I was a teenager, 70s and early 80s. She lived there. My sister lived there. And I went like 4 summers, 5 summers in a row for like 2 or 3 weeks, like 20 miles from where Porkfest is. So I know the area and I know the vibe. And it kind of had a, you know, hippie activist vibe back then too, but it didn't really have the Free State Project. So, hey, I want to recommend this documentary. People got to go see this. It's on YouTube. It's called No, a Documentary. And it's about a guy named Doc Ellis, who's a really cool anti-authoritarian black militant major league pitcher in the 70s who pitched a no-hitter game on LSD.
And, wow. Well done.
Yeah. And watch it. It's cool.
Cool.
So I'm on the mend. I sound like I'm dying, but I'm really on the mend. I'm on a bunch of medication. I'm like nebulizing things and inhaling things several times a day. And we had to go spend like... thousands of dollars on air filters for the house, $800 air filter freshener thing, and like we're paying a guy to like rip up all the plants in the yards, there's less pollen around, and we had to throw out all our rugs. The house is all bare floors now because rugs are harder to keep clean. Wow. And allergy stuff, and oh god, what else are we doing? All sorts of just like rebranding our lives. I'm kind of becoming the boy in the bubble. But the good news is, like, all it is asthma. It's really severe asthma. I had asthma. I knew I had asthma, but, like, it's gotten really bad from 30 years of smoking and vaping and having cats. Like, having cats actually harmed me. I've been abusing cats and cigarettes. That's what it comes down to.
Oh, I've heard cats can lead to that.
Yeah, so we got rid of the cats, like, got rid of the cigarettes. They are. So, cats, not even once. I do have an interesting thing to give away as a contest. So, this is such a Freedom Fiends thing to give away for a contest. I have the prize for this contest is a blood test kit to see if you're allergic to cats. I ordered this and then made an appointment with the doctor, and the doctor appointment was like a month later, and I already got it and discovered I am allergic to cats, and the kit came after that because it was one of these things, like, sometimes you order stuff on Amazon and it's like it's shipped from Italy, and they didn't tell me that until after I ordered it. I really wish Amazon, there should be a law. No, the Amazon should, like, tell you when you're about to click on it, this ship's from another country, because I wouldn't have ordered it, you know? It was like, I spent $40 on it. I don't know if it works. It's you prick yourself, and then you put your blood in it, and supposedly it tells you if you're allergic to cats. So it's going to be a contest. I don't know what the contest is. Nathan's the only one listening, and Nathan, just send me your address. I know you want it, Nathan. If Nathan, whoever emails me their address in the next 5 minutes gets the cat allergy test kit. So
do it now.
Do it now. And we have new buttons. We have new buttons.
Oh yeah.
Have I ever what?
I was going to say, have you ever started a hashtag during one of your shows?
For what? No.
Like sometimes in this.
And what? So we can see if Nathan does it. Yeah. He would.
Like a hashtag.
It was just going to be Nathan anyway.
This is Nathan in Texas.
We should try. We should start like hashtag cat army.
How about cats not even once?
Cats not even once. Yeah. So you can hashtag.
I'll do it right now. I'll tweet that hashtag.
Dan, and, you should let me tweet that.
What are you starting?
I'm doing it right now. Cats not
and
even
I,
once.
Cats.
No, how about this, man? This has been on my mind a lot. Okay. Lung butter. LUNGBUTTER. That's it.
Yeah. I'll never eat butter again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because that's what I've been coughing up. That's what my illness is. I have lung butteritis.
Lung butter. Yeah. Oh,
all right.
That sounds
so delightful.
Gross.
Lung butter. You guys tweet it too. I tweeted hashtag lung butter.
Our internet, it likes to be slow. It's very early in the morning.
Somebody else, it's actually been used before. Bronchitis, allergies, lung butter. Yep. It's not a lot. It's pretty rare, though. It's a new, you know.
We can bring it back. Yeah. Let's bring it back.
Oh, so we got new buttons. So I have like 10 old button packs to give away. So in the next 24 hours, anybody sends me $5 instead of $10, we'll get a $10 button pack in America. Of the old buttons, because we're making room for the new buttons. So $75 by Bitcoin or PayPal. Let me know you sent it. You'll get buttons in America. So, but read the ad. I'm having you guys read the ad, even though no one will be able to understand what you said. I recorded you before the show. Katie, go ahead and read the new ad, Katie.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Live?
Yeah.
Okay.
A live read,
Pardon
as they
me,
say.
Well, I just
whip this out.
That.
Pardon me while I whip this out. That's from the movie Blazing Saddles. You ever see that? All right, go ahead.
All righty, let me see. No. Okay.
Okay, you just getting yourself in the zone here?
Yeah.
Live.
Go for it.
Like an awkward person that
I'm
I am.
Excited.
Okay. Yep.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs. As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons. You get these nifty designs. Buy sheep for sheep on sheep. State speech is hate speech. And two designs for Guns and Weed, the Road to Freedom. Three designs for Fiend Phone. Bipcot, no gov. A Freedom Fiends Worms button. And ask me about my worms. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
I think ask me about my worms is going to be a popular one.
Ask me about my worms.
I could sound a bit weird,
like,
though.
What?
Dog, you made that one. Yep. All right.
You've had people saying things like, what are you on for them? You've got some medication.
I know. So what else, kids? What's on your mind?
What's up, Katie, then?
What have we been talking about, Dan?
Well, I know you've been going off your head about this whole gem thing.
Okay, right. I just want to get this. I want to get this tweet done first, okay? I'm tweeting about lung
butter.
Tweeting about
lung butter. All right, so I'll say this while you do that. Yeah. ASMR, you know, that like weird kind of audio stuff. I decided it's like homeopathic medicine. It's like ASMR is audio diluted down to nothing, but it's almost still audio.
Yeah.
Yep. It's the lung butter of audio. So go ahead. Homeopathic lung butter.
Okay. So no, I don't know if anybody looks like familiar with, well, I hope a lot of people are familiar with it. Gem and the Holograms was a popular cartoon. It came out in 1986. It was short lived, I think, or it came out, it either started or ended in 1986. I can't really remember. Okay. But anyway, it was a mid 80s kids cartoon, and I loved it when I was little. Gem had pink hair.
She awesome. Has a gem tattoo.
I have a gem tattoo. I am an enthusiast about this.
Oh, so it's like a band. It's like a pop band.
Basically, it's like
Gem and the Holograms.
Basically, the story of Gem is like Jerrica Benson, or I think Jerrica Benton or Benson. I can't really remember.
That's how much of an enthusiast.
She looks like a prostitute.
She's a prostitute. She looks awesome. I love Jerrica.
I'd hit it.
So would I. And I'm saying it's like awesome. And she's like this girl whose dad leaves her a hologram machine, and it transforms her and her friends who like work at this school for girls, like inspires them. It's like they become a band, and then she has like two identities. But they've rebranded it and repackaged it in such a way it's like a YouTube sensation story. And they've brought out this new...
It's like a live-action film, isn't it?
Is she a tranny?
First of all, no, nobody's a tranny. No, there's no trannies involved. But I'm not interested. No tranny.
Hey, we got our first tweet. We got our first lung butter. Mark Edge Googlin favorited the lung butter tweet.
Thank you.
And
awesome.
Oh, there's a Michael Dean Googlin now. It's called Michael...
Michael Dean Musings.
Michael Musings,
it?
Yeah. It's not me.
Yeah,
but it's about me.
You and your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Freedom Fiends. This is Late Night Radio with Katie and Dan Green. I'm trying something new, and I don't really think it's working. So I'm just going to go back to this.
You should have that. I like your radio voice.
Yeah, so that was my kind of weird late night radio voice. Yeah.
I don't know what...
I don't want to do this anymore. Turn this around. Okay, so before the little break there to the free market, we were talking about stuff. But first, yeah, I am Katie Green here with my husband, Dan Green.
Hello.
Michael Dean has left us for the time being.
Yes.
And he's left us in charge.
For the time being.
Just
the time
being. Yeah, he hasn't left us.
He's getting better.
Yeah, he is. He's getting better. He sounds, he's sounding a lot better. So we hope he's better and back to his old self soon. So, yes, I am Katie Green.
Yeah. And
you're Dan Green.
Yes, I think we've established that. And yes. you were moaning about Gem. So before the break,
I wasn't moaning about Gem. I was moaning about the modernization of that.
So it was an 80s cartoon that you liked, but like
Gem and the Holograms.
So what's wrong with this movie for you? Is it like have they changed the premise of what it's about?
Gem,
like, I'm not sure what's getting you here.
Okay, right. You don't understand. Okay, because you're a boy. So
sexist.
I'm not saying okay.
Shame.
Right, okay.
Shame.
All right. Hands up in the air. I'm saying you will say yourself you never watched Gem when you were little.
No. I watched He-Man.
Yeah. like
because
I say,
that wasn't confusing in any way.
No, it didn't make that, you have weird feelings.
He-Man's a different topic, though. Continue.
Dad can't talk about He-Man without his safety blanket. I'm just kidding. He does not have one. I just want to make that quite clear.
Yeah. Okay. No. Right, so in the movie, they've kind of changed the premise of what the cartoon was.
I'll tell you why. The thing that really, really bugs me about it is Jem was a story about a young woman who, you know, ends up an orphan. She loses her, you know, loses her dad, and her dad's like a billionaire, runs like a school for girls and an orphanage, basically, like a school, like a house for young women. So it was like the whole thing's supposed to be about Jem and her, or Jerrica, as she's known, and her friends sort of working at the school and working with these girls. And that's a theme that runs through it, you know? And like all the, you know, like 80s cartoons always had those really nice, you know, what did we learn today?
They were brilliant.
Jem used to tell you.
Used to have them at the end of He-Man. There was things like, you saw what happened when they allowed a stranger to come into the house.
See,
he turned out to be evil. Kids, don't let strangers come in the house. You know, but that kind
you.
Of thing.
Thank
that was my best He-Man moral voice.
Yes.
Well, I think there was one actually at the end where they're running and it's like, you see how important exercise is, Adam? But it's I love that.
I know. And now we have a generation of obese people.
Dan's a little louder than Katie. You got to turn Katie up or turn Dan down a little bit. Yep. Okay.
Let's turn Katie up. See,
Michael's
just
never
in the
far
background.
Away.
It's almost like he's a ghost just kind of swirling around the room.
Swirling around the room, telling
I'm
us.
I'm a mother pheasant.
Okay, mother pheasant.
I don't even know it. Is that a thing?
Well, there has to be. A pheasant must have a mother.
Yes.
Yes,
point.
He must. Okay. Right. No, so my whole thing with Jem and the Hall. Yes,
split I am. The difference. It is a teaching
How is
hospital.
This? Do I sound
Dan talk?
Okay
Dan
now?
Talk.
How about this?
Dan That's
sound
good.
Better.
You're good. Yep.
Awesome. Okay. So,
teaching hospital.
So my whole problem with this is that the Jem and the holograms thing. And by the way, it's like her dad leaves her. Yes. Spoiler alert. Her dad leaves her like a. I highly recommend you watch the first episode of Jem, which is like a very long movie, that just basically introduces you to the whole thing because it's really really good. But yeah, like her dad leaves her a hologram machine that allows her to become Jem, and it allows her her friends to become the holograms, and they are a band. And they've repackaged it as this girl who's a YouTube sensation. I don't know. Like,
have they Taylor Swiftized it?
Yeah, they've kind of Taylor Swifted it, and and it's like they had music by like One Direction and stuff in the. In the trailer, and I'm watching this, and I'm like, this is not my
you were
thing,
horrified.
I'm disconnected.
But it wasn't ever yours, but I know what you mean. Like,
leave me alone.
Are they robbing you of your childhood?
Yes, they're robbing me of everything that was sacred.
I believe they've already made a He-Man film.
I
think that's true.
I just kind of feel like they really could have done it properly. They could have actually done the actual story. Instead, they've sort of just taken the name and vaguely made it kind of similar. But then again, you know, people, you know, is that how things happen though?
What do you mean? Like,
but like, think about it. Like, for example, these days we've got, I'm going to leave it on that note because I don't even really know what I'm going to say. I was going to think of examples of really, really good remakes of stuff. And I'm actually struggling.
We'll be back with more weird chat about 80s
we'll
cartoons.
Be back with more ideas. Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
Katie and Dan Green on the Freedom Fiends. We're back, and I still want to talk about 80s cartoons, because...
Should we maybe say who we are for people who might be tuning in?
I just did.
From the Greening Out Podcast.
Oh, you want to give the old website a plug? Why not? Yeah, greeningoutpodcast.com, you can find us on...
That's our site. It's yeah. just full of stuff. Have a look.
Why not?
Quite vague. We do a podcast full of stuff. That sounds much like
There's
this.
There's content.
So there is content on there. So please have a look.
Greening it has been described as content.
Yes. That's what I was going to say on my my tombstone. Content.
Content.
Commentary.
Yes.
That's what I was saying. Something clever.
We were talking about how you're annoyed they're making a movie of Jen and the Holograms.
I've kind of made my peace with it. Okay, over the last 5 minutes, I've kind of rethought it. I can understand what they're doing.
Last 5 minutes.
They're rebranding it for a new generation of people.
Yeah.
So
it's
that's
not your
okay.
gem anymore. It's not your gem anymore. It has to evolve. You have to let go.
Dan, I don't feel feelings like that anymore. I don't feel things anymore. I'm fine.
Well, this has robbed you of all
this
feeling?
Has robbed me of all my... No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm actually okay with it. I was just thinking about how things are rebranded and repackaged quite a bit now. And yeah. I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older, I'm a little bit more aware of it.
They keep remaking movies and stuff, and then they keep... What's this thing about making movies into TV series? That's become
right, okay,
like
I have
a
something to say about this.
Okay.
All right.
Right. I'm sure you do.
Scream.
Scream, yes.
The Scream trilogy, big part of my kind of teenage life. It was the Scream films, a lot of nostalgia for me. Hmm. The abomination that was Scream 4, I'm not even going to talk about.
Okay.
Even 3 was pushing it just a bit.
You're very passionate about the Scream films for some bizarre reason.
I'm not going to go into it. I just really like them. The first one is nostalgic for me.
Okay.
I just love it. It was like, came out, I can't really remember how old I was. But anyway, I'm not going to go really into it. But no, they're making it into a TV show.
That's awesome.
The dude kills everyone. Like, how could you have a TV show? How could you make a television show out of that? Like, everyone is dead and Ghostface is now just, like, sitting there.
Well, then maybe he realizes and
then
cleans up his
act. Then he goes to college and he makes something of his life. Is that how
you
it
never
goes?
Know. They might go really... Yeah, they might go really out there
really
with
arty
it.
With it?
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be...
I don't think so, but I know what you mean. Like, how do you make, like, a slasher film? That's if... Would you just drag it out?
Show, like... Well,
see, like American Horror Story, it was kind of like, those were series, but they were like one big horror film. Do you know what
I
mean?
Okay, alright, I take your point.
And they were well done, so it kind of worked that way. Although, obviously, that's not a rehash of something else, that was something new.
Well, see, that's an original, sort of original content.
Yeah, they were really good, those.
They were weird,
they were quite creepy, but I liked them.
My favourite one was Coven.
Mm.
Personally for me, the Asylum one was good too. I really like that guy. Who's that dude? The one.
What one?
I always think Squinty Quinto. Zachary Quinto.
Yeah. Squinty Quinty or something.
Squinty Quinty Quinto. Zachary Quinto. And also from Sheldon from Big Bang. Getting the wrong Spock cardboard cutout. And he decides at the end, nope, can't do it. So that just reminds me. Yeah, Zachary Quinto, he's quite good in that.
On the topic of this, Michael sent me an email from Nathan. The Ninja
Speaking
Squirrel.
Of Zachary Quinto, Michael Dean has sent us an email. Yes.
Nathan doesn't want the kit, unfortunately.
Okay, Nathan, all right.
Fine. No, message received.
Right, message received. I mean? Okay. All right. So, well, you don't want the blood kit, then I don't know what else we can do here, Nathan. I can't reach out to you any more than I already have. I'm just kidding. Sarcasm's a thing.
But apparently on the new Ninja Turtles, they watch a fictional 80s show called Kongrad the Verb. Kongrad? Krongard. I can't even read.
Can you read today,
Krognard. Krognard the Barbarian. I see words like that. They really get me.
I know.
Right. Krognard the Barbarian, who foolishly charges into any danger. Sounds kind of like the dog, actually, if I'm honest.
What would be the worst possible thing that they could remake?
I've seen I've seen Thingme. I've seen on the sides of buses. I've seen like adverts for Poltergeist. So I assume that's just a remake of the original Poltergeist film.
No, I mean Poltergeist is
Poltergeist was one of the most bizarre movies I've ever seen in my entire life. It was.
Was it They're Here?
Yeah, that one. It was just fun because it was like kind of. I think they were trying to make a horror film, but it was hilarious.
It ended up being hilarious at the same time. Yeah,
it was great, man.
Yeah, you're right.
I really loved it.
So anybody listening to this would probably be like, "What are they talking about?" Like, I thought this was like a freedom kind of oriented sort of or orientated kind of. Anarchy, libertarian kind of show, and you would be right in thinking that because it is. But Michael sometimes says this is the show that would exist.
Yeah, and a libertarian paradise.
And a libertarian and lib pair.
Par.
Lib par.
Par. Think of golf.
No, it's not. It's lib pair.
Lib pair, lib par.
Me and Michael had this conversation.
Oh, did you? Right, we're not going to.
We're not going to talk about it again. But anyway, so we are, and.
Well, see, well,
government boo, Obama's bad or whatever, and stuff like that.
I believe what we should say is Obama, Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink, and David Cameron is a ridiculous human being.
I don't like labels, but whatever. They're just dumb and for doing what they're doing.
But no, see, on the topic of 80s cartoons, right? I remember a few years ago I was having what can only be described as some kind of breakdown. And I remember I was there.
Hardcore, man. Rewatched all your stuff.
Yeah, like the whole thing. And He-Man didn't make any sense at all because when he became He-Man, because he's meant to be like a prince, right?
Okay, right.
No, I've got to say this straight away. This is really important.
Clark Kent.
I know, but it's the same thing.
You can't get away from that.
But yeah, so basically when he became He-Man, he wore less clothes than when he was just normal Prince Adam.
Quite homoerotic, right? Just to throw that
out. It was a little bit. And then, so he wears less clothes, right?
Yeah.
But nobody recognises him. People are like, oh, where did Prince Adam go? Yeah, but Clark, he's just Kent, wearing less clothes. Yes. He's not even got a mask on. It didn't make any sense.
Dan, just chill out, man. Okay?
I know, this really bothers me.
I know, this has always been a talking point for you. People might think, you bring this up because we're on the radio. Nope. He just brings us up for bringing it up. No, it's like Clark Kent. It's ridiculous. It's like without the glasses, oh, and then with the glasses, oh, he's just a dude. It's like in the movie when the hot girl takes off the glasses, like she's beautiful. But in real life, it doesn't quite go like that. Sorry.
No, it doesn't kind of work out that way, does it? No.
It doesn't.
But I know He-Man's a weird one because it really is quite bizarre. You know, people moan about Barbie and stuff. I know some people put out memes on Facebook that talk about this. You know, people talk about Barbie and stuff saying, oh, look at that awful stereotype it gives to women. Mm-hmm. What did He-Man look like? He-Man was in a big, huge, ripped-up body. What kind of, like, message does that send to... Well, if you're going to complain about Barbie, you should equally complain about He-Man. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about body image and the kind of message it gives to kids.
I don't think you can equate Barbie to He-Man. Barbie is a brand itself, and everybody knows it.
Aye, but you have to, if you're going to complain about Barbie giving a negative body image to children, like to girls, then on the same side of the coin, you have to say that He-Man's giving a negative body image to boys, if you believe that. So, surely.
I don't believe Barbies give a negative, that, by the way, I don't subscribe to that, but I also don't think that He-Man gave a, I don't subscribe to either of those ideas.
Yeah.
At the time I was watching Gem, I had, and playing with Barbies, I didn't have any idea about, you know, what I was supposed to look like.
You didn't?
And stuff like that. So well, I did sort of towards the end part, but then my mum got rid of my Barbies and that was really, really traumatic. And I don't like talking about
it. Tell me about your trauma.
Tell me about your trauma. No, we were moving here in the 90s and I had over like 100 Barbies. I am going to tell you about it, sir. I had over 100 Barbies and my mum gave them to this charity for kids, which is nice.
How awful.
It was nice of her to give that, to give them away, but she didn't tell me, which was... that was very, very uncool.
That's worrying.
I came home one day and they were gone.
I know.
So yeah, so that's my story.
That's a little worrying.
My Barbies.
But I don't
subscribe to that body image.
Just saying, if you're going to do one, you have to accept the other on the other side of the coin. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But He-Man was like a really weird show. We actually, Katie painted Skeletor full size on our door and it says, come again, fools. I don't know why we just had this idea.
Well, one day we were like, what can we put on our door? And we were going to do Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas. And then you said, what about Skeletor? And I said, okay. And that's how that happened.
That's a great story.
It really is. We should put a picture of that up.
Actually, yeah, we do have a picture. Yeah. The paint's flaking a bit. It needs a touch up.
It needs a bit of paint now. I could probably do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going
to
say.
Why don't we talk kind of radio-ish again? Because I feel like it's just you and me talking to each other, forgetting that some people are listening.
There's like a radio audience.
Nathan's there, okay?
Yeah, Nathan's
listening. And he wants to be entertained. So yeah.
Now he doesn't want our test kit. So.
Oh right! In fact, you know what? I forgot about that. Thank you. Okay. Right, Dan. What other things were we talking about?
Well.
Are you still stuck
like,
on this He-Man thing?
I kind of. But what I probably should have done, if I had any sense, is I would have actually watched some like modern cartoons and seen how they kind of differ from what we watched when we were younger, but I didn't really.
I will do that though for the sake of science.
For the sake
I will,
of, you will sit and watch cartoons all day.
I will
for
watch
the
cartoons all day
science.
For the cause.
I like that.
For my love of liberty.
I used to watch a cartoon called Count Duckula, and it was about this weird vampire duck, right? But he was a vegetarian.
Yeah.
At the start, it was like they were bringing him about, they were conjuring him, like it was supposed to be from a line of like vampire ducks that have been dead for years, and there's like a big pentagram on the floor and stuff like that. It's pretty weird and crazy. It was one of these kind of strange British cartoons that, like... vampire duck that's like a vegetarian.
Yeah,
it was just
what did he eat?
Vegetables.
But he was a vampire.
Yeah.
What was the?
But he was a vegetarian. I know that doesn't make any sense. It wasn't supposed to.
So okay, I don't really get this. I'd like to move on now. Okay.
Because the idea was when they were conjuring him, they were supposed to put blood in, but like they accidentally mixed tomato sauce in with the blood, so he came out like as a bit of a weirdo.
See, why didn't you say that to... You should lead with that.
See, there's not rules for vampire ducks. You know what I mean?
Maybe not for you. In a civilized society, we have rules about this.
You think vegetarian vampire ducks are something that just shouldn't be allowed?
I'm so sick of vegetarian vampire ducks. If anybody else talks about that today...
I want to bring the moral thing back to cartoons. Maybe it's still there, but I doubt it. But I think the moral... We should do a moral at the end of the show.
Okay.
We'll think about that.
Go and write one down. Yes. We'll be back after this trip to the food market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists like Barack Obama and Al Gore taking credit for the web while trying to take over the web? Are you disgusted by experts whose concept of the internet is that it's a series of tubes? Take back the free market of computing by encouraging software developers to adopt the BIPCOT NoGov license. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows any use or modification except by governments. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Welcome back to the Freedom Fiends.
Freedom Fiends.
Yes, you are listening to Katie Green and Dan Green.
Hello.
Michael Dean is not far away.
He's with us in spirit.
He's with us in spirit, yes. So we're just chatting away about a lot of nonsense, in particular cartoons.
Yeah, we're talking a lot about 80s cartoons because we're those weird people who are older who are still talking about cartoons in the 80s.
We're not that old, dude.
Do you know what I realised as well? I used to like this cartoon called The Hurricanes, and it was like about like a football team and stuff. But I think it was kind of racist because the player who was like black
don't
on the team.
You hate it when things from your childhood become racist.
Well, it's weird because a football team, what we would say, or soccer, you know, because we're on Radio in America, and the one player in the team who was black, he had no shoes on. He didn't play with any shoes, and now I'm thinking to myself, I watched that back, and I was like, I did not notice that before. And I'm wondering...
Is that racist?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'd have to Google that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a bit...
Is there a website? Is this racist.com? And you type in your thing.
Just so you can figure
it
out.
Yes.
In case you're not sure.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I just wonder... And remember, we were talking as well about Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
this creepy sort of weirdo who's kind of from the afterlife.
Yeah, like, who kind of watched that film and went, you know what? This creepy movie about this dude from the afterlife who keeps tormenting these people would make a brilliant children's TV show. But actually it did, and I remember watching it.
That was the weird stuff with it. I mean, the sand monsters were scary enough. They had those big, they used to go to that place and then there was these huge...
kind of reminded of Tremors.
Oh, Tremors, those movies. Kevin Bacon was in them.
Kevin Bacon.
Tremors, if anyone doesn't know, was this weird film where, like, what was it was going on?
It was these beasts, these, and they were kept being these tremors in the ground.
Hence the name.
Yes. And so these sort of, I can't remember what they were called exactly. These kind of creatures, like snakes, would come out of the ground.
Yeah, and they were everywhere.
And they were like the sand monsters from Beetlejuice.
Kind of that. Yeah, that's basically what that was, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Weird, man.
Weird, bruh. I know.
It says kind of weird when you're an adult and you actually look back at some things you used to like when you were younger. Like, you go, like, this was going into my tiny...
small, formulative brain.
See, so that's the thing. Like, if we had a child, I'd be conflicted because,
I know.
Like...
You know,
some people say you don't want to give your child, like, too much TV and stuff. But then, on the other hand, like, for example, you know, I've got a friend who's got a child, for example, and he said, you don't understand what it's like. Sometimes you need to put something on TV so you can just get a break.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, to kind of, you know, so I don't know what it's like having to take care of a child. I've only got to take care of an aging dog, and he doesn't really seem to do much.
He's an older dog now, and he'll
just take a biscuit now and again.
Yeah,
he
just needs a nap, you know.
Not exactly difficult, but
all the time.
I know what you mean. So that would conflict me whether to, I mean, because I know you kind of like Disney, but in some ways it's really, really scary.
Disney?
Aye.
I know. Well, I like old Disney. Terrifying. I would say Disney from my kind of youth was more the Disney I like.
Yeah.
Kind of Cinderella.
But a lot of it was just like I'm not going to go.
More modern ones like Aladdin.
Yeah.
Love that, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to lecture people on folk and fairy tales, so don't worry, because sometimes I start doing that. But, like, you know, that's what a lot of that Disney stuff was. Like, it was just old European sort of fairy stories sort of, like, rehashed and
as far
repackaged.
As I'm aware, there's a lot of, I think the Little Mermaid was originally an anime. It was, like, a Japanese story.
Was it?
Yeah.
Really?
As far as I'm aware.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Seriously?
It's not weird at all. I remember the only kind of anime...
It's just that I wouldn't expect you to say that.
The only anime thing at all I ever watched when I was young was The Little Mermaid.
Ah.
And it was because I was up at my nana's and it was on a lot. She had it on video.
These nifty...
That was weird.
That was weird.
That was coming
weird.
From the future. Yeah.
It's in the future. What was it?
It's from the future.
All right, here it is. I mixed it. Let's do it real quick before the end of the break. Here we go. Listen.
Okay, sure.
Here we go.
Tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. Buy sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Three designs for Fiend Phone.
Pipcot No Gov.
A Freedom Fiends Worms button.
And Ask Me About My Worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
There you go. How's that?
Hey!
I always think I sound weird. Like doing things like that.
Yeah.
It's just weird. It's weird hearing your own voice, but I like that. Thank you, Mike.
So we're on the radio ads where the couple yammers back and forth like that. So it works.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
That's so good.
All right. It sounds really 70s BBC or something.
I like that, though. That's fun.
All right. We'll be back for hour two after the trip to the market.
Michael.
Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. At this point as well, I'll say the Freedom Fiends is covered by the BIPCOT No Gov license. You can learn more at bipcot.org, and it allows reuse by anyone except for governments.
See, when you first started, well, we should probably say I'm Dan Green and you're Katie Green.
I am
Green,
Katie Green, and you're Dan Green, and we are...
It was interesting. You sounded really sarcastic when you first said, this is the Freedom Fiends.
So this is the Freedom Fiends. That was my sarcastic intro with them doing the bunny ears. So this is the Freedom Fiends. And we're broadcasting live.
It was on the radio.
Yes, on the radio.
If you want.
Yeah. So let's get away from this weirdness.
Yeah, and so we spent most of the first hour talking about cartoons, primarily ones from the 1980s. Because we're adults.
Yeah.
And that's what adults do.
Adults.
You know, clearly. So we were talking about getting away from it, maybe talking about something a little more serious.
Okay.
But without losing any of the fun and lighthearted banter that we've become well known for.
Is that what we're well known for?
No.
No.
No, we're well known for being the weirdos around the neighborhood.
The weirdos that live up the stairs from the people.
Those crazy people live up the stairs. Don't make eye contact with us in the tenants.
We live in a three-up apartment building thing, and we do not talk to anyone in here. I do not know their names, nor do I care to, but I like it that way. We are anonymous, so.
Not that anonymous.
No. Like,
boo.
What?
I love how, no, do you know what's really funny though? They wear those V for Vendetta masks, and they're.
I kind of like
that
them.
Mask is owned though.
Oh yeah, because it was a movie. Like yeah. I don't know. Was it Warner Brothers or something?
I think every time somebody buys one of those masks, obviously.
Yeah, I've actually got one of them on my bag.
It's a cool bag. No, it's a cool. Yes, Dan, it is a man bag. We've been over this. It's not.
It's a very.
It's a manly bag. It's like a canvas over the body, across the body bag.
I know, it's okay. I'm comfortable with it.
You're comfortable in your bagness.
I am a man, and men can wear bags.
Okay.
It's perfectly reasonable.
I respect
you. We were going to talk about something serious.
Did you keep your makeup in there?
Then we got all weird and we started talking all this nonsense.
I'm sorry. Okay, I do apologise.
I actually like the adoption of the V kind of persona, like the face though, because like I know I haven't actually read the graphic novel, but I've heard that it's really good. And there's some references to different things, like in the occult and things like that, apparently in it and stuff.
I'm not bad-mouthing it. I just find it funny how people are like, oh, I am anonymous, but they're all wearing the same mask.
Yeah,
I'm like, why don't you all wear different masks?
No, I disagree. No, I think because they all look the same, you can't tell the difference. That's how they're anonymous. Then you could pick them out if they're all wearing different masks.
Okay, fair enough. Is this more of an identifier thing then?
Yes, just yeah.
I love how you're like saying to me, "Let's not talk about this." It's boring.
I'm not.
This is just a really boring conversation that Dan and I would have like on the couch later.
What do we really mean by those masks?
Yeah,
how does
what
that
do
help?
We mean? You know, okay, like, right.
So
back to the fun. Go
back to the fun. I was going to say that like Prince Harry.
Boo.
Yeah. Yes. Boo. Indeed, has actually said that. National service is a good thing and we should bring it back. So basically, you know, people
for anybody who doesn't know, that's like the draft.
Basically, guy compulsorily joining the military when you're like 18
right,
for
yeah,
a year or something
draft,
like that.
Yeah,
aye, it's basically it is
that's
a draft.
I don't like that. Some people
I've
are
heard
a fan
older
of it.
People that say stuff like that. They've said that to you loads of times, like we should bring back
should bring back national service, and then you kids wouldn't be like that. You would learn a thing or two. You would learn some manners.
I don't think
probably
that's
nobody
the case.
Understood that
I think
except
people
for us.
Would just learn to be scared and violent.
No, but I've heard a lot of people saying that, and like it's ridiculous.
I don't
it's
think
ludicrous.
They could ever bring that back.
Let's so force people to join the army,
unless I mean. And maybe, am I just being a weird person here when I say that maybe if they abolish some of our human rights laws that they're planning to do here, maybe they could bring that back? Because I don't know if that's the reason, like, if they can't do that is because...
Oh, right. I don't actually know. Because I don't know. That's I know just now where it's the sort of we're signed up to the European Court of Human Rights, but I'm not really... No, I don't think so, though.
Do you not think that has anything to do with it?
I don't know. Actually, to be honest, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Anything from this point
anything
on would be conjecture.
Anything from this point on from the actual newspaper article, I don't know anything about.
But, like, see, this is the thing. But, like, see, Prince Harry, he was in Afghanistan, right, fighting a war, okay? But, like... See, I feel sorry for the guys that were around him because he's probably a prime target, right? And those guys are probably on, you know, the kind of low wages that soldiers get paid, right? And they're around this high target. Do you know what I mean? Because
well, did they really know?
Did they wrap him in bubble or something? I mean, like the fact.
I don't really know if I don't know. I'm skeptical about whether or not he saw any, like, you know, he was in any actual danger. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really want to speculate.
I remember there was
I don't know the dude, so I can't say.
It was like on a news channel and it was like Prince Charles and he was talking to like someone whose son or daughter or whatever was like in the army and was overseas and he's like, yes, I understand how worrying it is to have a child. And you're kind of thinking to yourself, well, yeah, he is a high target, but I'm sure that he was protected like nobody's business, man. I'm sure that there was people like all around him.
Could you imagine
at all times.
Being like the guy in charge of him if he died? Like, what kind of a role
explain this
you would
to your boss?
From, like, the royal family. So, you know,
having to make that phone call.
By the way, sorry about this, Queen Elizabeth. See, your grandson, he's popped his clogs, whatever you want to call it.
People are criticizing that actor Ross Kemp. He went to Afghanistan and did a show like that. Where
he's
he was
the
with
guy
the
here,
army.
By the way. Americans, I don't think, will know Ross.
Yeah,
Kemp.
He's just an actor. He's in soap operas in Britain now. He makes
he's a very cocky-speaking, bald,
tough guy,
actor
London
guy.
Tough guy sort of thing. But like, and he was in Afghanistan doing this, and there was something I read. I don't know how true this is, but apparently he was getting paid like a fortune to do the show.
But
the soldiers who were protecting him were just getting like hardly anything compared to him.
Well, soldiers get their wage that they get.
That would kind of annoy me. It's like, yeah, I'm going to risk my life for getting, you know,
this guy. I know it's kind of.
But I don't know why anyone would think the draft is a good idea. I mean, like, I think it's just this idea that some people have that, oh, it'll instill discipline in people and we'll have a country of more sensible young men and women, you know. But
I don't
think that's
that
necessarily
because I'm anti-war, so I don't think military training for youths is no, it just shouldn't be a thing.
And I hope that just kind of, that's we leave it there because, I mean...
That's all I'm really going to say.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like,
that would be it. I wouldn't have a kid.
Well, actually, it's not that I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I'm not going to go all conspiratorial, right? My tinfoil top hat.
I wear a tinfoil fedora.
But put it this way, see if they did bring back national service, I would start getting very worried because I'd be like, there's got to be a reason for this. And I don't think if they brought it back, the reason would be, oh, just so we can instill discipline in the youth. No, I think the reason they're bringing it back is something's going to happen and it's not going to be good.
Yes.
Although, saying that, like, I don't think this is just a comment he made and there's no serious proposals for
this.
No,
he just made a comment saying, yes, I would support one.
They actually cut the full-time regular military here, like, in favour of more part-time soldiers. So, you know, that's a bonus.
But for the time being... We're not in any.
Although I hear adverts, see military adverts in this country, they have ramped up considerably.
Oh, here in the UK, yes.
Yeah, because I can't listen to the radio for more than, like, you know.
Air Force.
Navy, Territorial Army. It's all the time. There's a lot of this stuff going about.
Well, the thing is, though, I mean, there is a thing of. Some people kind of think, well, I don't really know what I want to do, so I'll join the army. My dad did that.
Yeah,
he was like, I don't know what to do.
Your dad was in the Canadian Army.
Yeah, they didn't do much. They just trained in some places.
They all just wore denim and stuff.
They all just like stood around smoking cigarettes. I'm just kidding. No, he was in the Army, but from what I understand, he just woke up one day and was like, why am I doing this? I do not want to be in any kind of war situation. I don't want to kill anyone and I don't want to be killed. So he just left.
Oh, no wonder. Although he did say he learned like stuff that was important later on.
Well, yeah, I mean, he said it was good for like that. He did say, I mean, my dad's always said like he knows how to sew better than my mum or me or my sisters ever could. I'm really bad at sewing. So.
Because it's not something that instantly really well springs that to mind when you think military, like sewing, but like it is important, like, and you could actually did. See and why then, it would be important.
He was really good. He's quite a good cook because he was like in charge of the food a lot of the time there.
So was Lou Fien. He was.
Was he? Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's what he did in the military.
Oh, cool. Mm. So, yeah, I think it does teach you some stuff. Yeah. And my dad was always like, you know,
hold on, it just sounds like we're getting out. We're getting all like, well, maybe the
military. Well, actually, I've rethought this whole war thing, and I'll, you know what?
We haven't.
Screw it, I'm pro. Yeah, let's just do it. Whatever. Just nuke them. Whatever, man. That's horrifying.
Katie is joking.
I am, of course, joking. No, I think.
And Katie's views do not necessarily reflect my own views or any or same person's views.
No, I'm incredibly anti-war.
I know that's the thing, but obviously, like I said, there's no serious proposals for this, but there's a weird part-time military drive here. They want to have a big part-time military for some reason, which is sort of weird.
I think they just want people on retainer.
Just in case.
Should they need them. Like, which is, I think that the police here can be, if they need to be in a situation, if we are in a situation of like...
We're under attack.
If we're under attack, I think police...
You're just making this up, aren't you?
Have military? No.
They have what? They have the power to become part of the military.
Like they're military kind of...
Oh, like martial law or something?
Yeah, that kind of thing, right. As far as I know.
Ah, okay.
I don't know.
I actually like the model they have in Switzerland. The thing I don't like, right, is compulsory for everyone to get like trained for the military in Switzerland. So right, but like when you're like 18 or so, but you know, it's like a sort of, it's not like a military as we would know it, if you know what I mean. It's like everyone has like a gun in their house and their equipment and stuff. Although, see, some people do say, like some pro-guns people say, oh, and they get to keep the ammunition. That was true, but only up until 2007. Since then, they've not been allowed to keep the ammunition. But so basically, everyone's in the Swiss militia, basically.
Ah, yes.
So everyone's got a gun and a uniform and stuff. So if things go wrong, then basically the army's everywhere, which is kind of an interesting take on it.
I look outside
our
window and I see a lot of windows, and if a gun was pointing out of every single window that I can see, there's no way anybody would be able to overtake anything. But then, you know, people have, there's machinery, there's, you know.
There's what?
There's some things that guns won't, you know. Someone sends a bomb your way, a gun ain't doing anything, man.
Okay, we're going to have to lighten up the rest of the public cartoons.
I know,
again.
This is depressing.
Yeah, we'll be back.
We'll be back after this trip to the free market. A little bit happier. I'm going to go take my meds.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
This is the Freedom Fiends. We are back. Katie and Dan Green.
Hello.
Yes.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to people.
And before the break, things got a little bit weird and apocalyptic. It's like the bomb was coming at the end.
Yeah. We were talking about war and stuff, and it's just, it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't Fiendsian.
Fiendsian.
It wasn't fun in Fiendsian. So.
It sounds too much like Keynesian. That's a problem.
But it's not like that, but it's not that.
But, Like that, but not that.
Yeah, that, but yeah, but not that. Yeah. Okay.
Remember we were reading that story, actually, that's a bit funnier. It was like a scientist that had been missing for 20 years was found inside an LSD drug, LSD lab hidden in a basement.
Yeah, for he's been in there apparently for 20 years and he looks like it because it's rough. Living obviously in an LSD lab. I didn't imagine it would be like a spa, but I didn't think it would
be that bad.
Be that bad. We'll definitely link that up. I'm sure people have seen it.
His beard is like purple.
But I love that. His beard is like, I want to like take a picture of his beard to my hairdresser and go, can you make my head like that dude's beard? Kind of half grey, half purple.
Yeah, it's really strange, man. It's just a weird story.
Imagine living in a basement for 20 years.
I know.
Like, never going... I don't know if he never went out. Is that the gist of it?
I don't think so.
Because he looks like he's never seen... He looks like he's not seen the sun in a long time.
Oh, he looks like he has not seen the sun in a very long time.
This man looks ripe.
Ripe.
Dehydrated. Okay.
He looks ripe.
Do you know?
I wonder how many people like watched Breaking Bad and then thought, you know
great
what?
Idea. I'm going to start making meth.
And then found out how to do it, and then like blew their house up.
Yeah. Like really? I know.
I wonder if maybe there's someone.
Do you think like some people out there have actually emulated that? That's like the dumbest thing you can do. I think on the list of things you could do, I think making meth.
Yeah, when you don't have a clue what you're doing, you're like swishing these volatile chemicals about, you know, like
Mickey Rourke and Spun. Knew what he was doing, though.
Yeah, it's a great movie called Spun.
Anybody that hasn't seen it, yeah,
that's great, and it's by Jonas Åkerlund, the director. He's like quite a famous music video director. He was a drummer in a Swedish metal band called Bathory. He's a great director. He directed the Smashing Pumpkins video for Try, Try, Try.
I'm saying the soundtrack to Spun, though.
Yeah, or Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah, he did, and Swan. Yeah.
And Swan. Yeah,
they did the soundtrack to Spun. Spun's a great film. There's a lot of famous, like Mina Suvari's in it.
She's fun. The late Brittany Murphy.
Yeah, Debbie Harry. What's
love
his face?
Debbie Harry, so funny.
You mentioned Mickey Rourke and John Leguizamo. It's like a really good movie, and it's like about these people who, like, over the course of a day, and they're all like addicted
to
meth.
Spun. They're totally spun out.
It's not a day, it's a few days, but like it's.
I think it's only I think it's 24 hours. Maybe
up,
or 40
they might be up, like, up because they're all off their face, but it's really, it's so well made, and it's such a clever
film. It sounds
film.
Like it's pretty gritty, but it's quite funny.
It's good, but
it's funny.
Yeah, because it does not paint meth in a good light at all.
No.
But it's that way where it's like, sometimes it's just hilarious, and sometimes it's really serious. It's like, you're laughing and crying.
I do not enjoy films that romanticize heavy drug use, like Candy. Remember Candy?
Oh,
Heath
that was
Ledger?
A film with Heath Ledger. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this, I apologize to the woman, whoever she may be, because I don't know her name. She was in it, and she would.
Katie
play...
was watching for Heath Ledger.
I watched for Heath Ledger. He was just.
Do you think Candy romanticized that? I can't really remember.
Do you not
it's been
think
a while.
Candy
it's been
romanticized?
Ages since I've seen it. To be honest, I'm trying to remember.
It was all very much sort of hazy, kind of. I mean, it didn't.
That was heroin we're talking about.
Oh yeah, that like, was just smack the one in that movie. But no, I'm just saying, like, that was a odd. I thought it sort of romanticized it to a point.
Yeah.
But actually, now that I think about it, there was a gritty reality to it.
There's a lot that really don't. I mean, well,
but
I suppose.
But Spun is so kind of.
There's all these wee funny things in it, all these wee bits you pick up on.
Yeah.
And there's like appearances by people in certain places. Yeah. I'm not even going to spoil it. Sometimes I spoil it. Yeah, it's a really good movie. It's brilliant. But like that, it's interesting. Talk about this kind of stuff because, like, I suppose being Scottish, we should mention like Trainspotting because Trainspotting does not.
I think we talked to Michael about this before. It's quite a gritty Scottish film. About...
That does not do anything. No. Really. Oh, God. It doesn't romanticize a single thing. It's just one of those things. You're right there, Katie. Katie sneezes like some kind of.
I sneezed.
I don't even know.
It's just my sneeze, dude.
A weird sneeze. But, like,
Trainspotting was a good Scottish film.
I like that movie. I heard they had the subtitle of it in some places in the US.
I'm no surprised.
I'm no surprise.
We'll be back after the break.
Aye, we're going to the flea market, the new.
All righty.
We'll see you later.
See you after.
All right.
Nope, I don't like it. Cheerio. Shut it down. Shut it down. No. Too much.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
For some reason in this country, and in a bunch of Western world, it's okay to just judge.
Hey, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. Computer programmer Derek Slopey and I have created FiendPhone. I'm using FiendPhone right now to talk with and record one of my co-hosts in real time. Take it, Davi.
Hey, this is Davi Barker, and I'm 1,000 miles away from Michael, but we sound like we're in the same room.
We sure do, Davi. So, Davi, please tell the nice people more about FiendPhone.
FiendPhone is free, no-gov software that opens up a global world of possibilities for collaborative, high-quality, remote voice media production, and I'm digging it.
People can try FiendPhone right now at FiendPhone.com, but we're also raising money to vastly improve FiendPhone and vastly improve independent talk media worldwide.
So go to FiendPhone.com to help out. Who will build the audio roads? We will, with your help.
That's FiendPhone.com, FiendPhone.com, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Phone.com.
FiendPhone, I never knew remote audio could be this good.
This is the Freedom Fiends. It's been taken over by the Scots. I'm Katie Green. And with me, as always, is Garth. No.
Wait, that was another thing.
No, wait, that's something else I used to do. With me, as always, is Dan Green.
My your faithful shadow.
My husband, partner, and many, many other things I can't say on the radio.
Thank you for that glowing introduction. So we were talking a little bit about this guy who was apparently like in a meth lab for like 20 years, right? And breaking news on it, I actually read it.
So Dan's actually read this article. So
these people bought this house, right, and the people before them said it was haunted, right? Well, they would have maybe not thought much of it. So at one point, they hear these noises coming from somewhere, right? And they call the police, and they go downstairs to the basement, and there's a large storage cabinet. They push the large storage cabinet away. They find a guy in his 80s, a bunch of lab equipment, looking terrified.
Okay. All right.
So they've bought this house, and they've not known that there's a guy living in a secret compartment in the basement who's got an LSD lab. And here's another question. See, it said that he was traumatized. He looked traumatized from not socializing with anyone for so long, right? Because he went missing in the 80s.
So, right? Does he just do acid all day?
Well, it seems that way. Unless he was somehow getting it out to someone. If not, was he just making all this LSD for himself and just sitting in someone's basement taking LSD by himself?
Living a life through LSD.
Like, that's crazy.
That's weird. Right. It kind of sounds a bit tempting.
It's unconfirmed, right?
You could do that for like a week.
I want to make it clear, right?
Oh, I am not endorsing the use of LSD, sir.
This story is unconfirmed and it might not be true. I want to just put that out there, right? But like, I just wanted to tell it as a story because I want it to be true really badly. Like,
That sounds like...
If this isn't true, I'll be really upset.
Yeah, because this sounds so
weird. It'll ruin my day if I find out this is fake. So
Dan's going to have to investigate whether or not this is real. We have to talk to this man.
But say for example, right, yes, yeah, so you're living in someone's basement.
Okay.
Right, and you're making LSD, and all you're doing is tripping.
How do you make LSD if you're tripping?
How would he have gotten food?
Do you know what? I don't think we've really thought this through.
See, if he was down there for that long,
no, that
how would he have
ridiculous.
Eaten?
He must have had a way of getting in and out.
Yeah, because he must have maybe waited till like they left. And then he just went upstairs.
You know?
But no, but they're trying to say like he hadn't socialized in a long time. But that, yeah, like how would he?
Or maybe like there
where
was
would
a little dude.
Where would he go to the bathroom?
Yeah, there's too many elements here, Dan. You're asking me. I don't know any more than you do.
The story that might be fake is really bothering me.
Dan wants
confirmation all day now
on whether or not. So if you know this man, this LSD man, please, please email us.
I just have so many questions.
At admin@greeningitpodcast.co.uk, and we can talk about this.
I have a lot of questions.
Dan has questions, but
just,
no, that
I'm just trying to think if it's if it could be possible, like you said, unless he could sneak out and in. But see, it depends how heavy this storage. It's just a large storage unit was in front of him. So, like,
are we really going to continue talking about this?
I'm just saying, there's a lot of problems with this.
There's a lot of holes in this story. I smell something fishy.
It's almost like something on the internet might not be true, and I never want to believe
that. But I don't think that's ever happened. I don't think there's ever been a recorded case of an untrue story going around online. I don't think
that's happened. Not to my knowledge.
Nope. So, you know, trust everything you read. That's what I say.
I'd just like to apologise to the listeners for this.
I'd like to apologise to the listeners for everything that has happened in the last hour. I'm so sorry. So can we maybe, like, you know, let's talk about something a bit.
So are we done with the practicalities of living in some
kind of squat?
Yeah.
In a basement.
Strange stuff.
Yeah, it's weird. But we were on this kind of subject of LSD. We were talking kind of about drugs. We could talk about a little bit about medicine.
Yeah.
And modern medicine.
Modern medicine.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell me about modern medicine?
No, I'm just saying, like, sometimes it is necessary and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've been flirting with the idea of trying more
herbal-based things,
but it's not always that easy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, for like depression, for example, I've tried the sort of herbal stuff.
Aye.
And it didn't really work. So modern, like Western medicine for me, I do need it in that way.
Yeah. So, I see what you mean.
You know, I think for some things and for things like asthma, mm-hmm. I think you really need to, you know, when you have severe stuff, like, you know, like Michael was saying, you know, he's on medicine.
Is what you're saying that you're kind of more open to, like, the possibility of, like, trying out different things as a whole different approach?
Yeah.
Medically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's really interesting. Like, I bought this book. There's this charity shop or thrift store, I think they call them in the States, that I bought this book for 10 pence, which is about 20 cents. And it's called The Fragrant Pharmacy. And it's a guide to, like, aromatherapy and essential oils. And I just feel like a big hippie even holding it. But, you know, I'm looking at it.
Why call them essential oils? I know everyone brings that
they're
up.
They're essential,
but it just doesn't
they're
make
essential
any sense
to your,
me.
I don't know. But, like, yeah, they have things here. Like, I've just actually opened the page on breathing difficulties, ironically.
Did that just happen by accident?
So I'm going to say Michael. So, yeah, according to this book, you should not approach your Western medicine. You should get some nutmeg, some cinnamon, some eucalyptus peppermint, some ginger and rosemary.
See, it's working.
No,
and
it's
you'll
not.
Cough up all the
you
lung
and your
butter.
Snake and oil. Snake oil with lung butter.
So apparently that's supposed to cure Michael of his ailments.
Stop it. I'm so sick of people
I know.
Hippies foisting oils on me. Like, no, I'm going with the Western cure, man. It's going to help.
I have to say, I've seen inhalers and things like...
It's a life-threatening condition. I'm not going to experiment with your ointments and unguents. Yeah.
I know, exactly. Like, when you have really bad, like, stuff like that, you have to go Western.
I've got a theory,
We also had to replace all my bedding and get, like, the stuff that, like, seals your bedding. You know, it's, like, really microfiber-y kind of, like, pillow stuff. And we had to get... just all sorts of, like, the whole house had to be, like, refabbed. It's a drag, man. It's a drag.
No, it's hardcore. No, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I've got actually a theory just concerning herbal stuff, right? Because there's this shop here and it sells this kind of liver detox tea, right? And one day I thought I'd buy it because maybe after a weekend, like, out partying and stuff, it might be good, you know, the next day. Yeah. And I tried it and it tastes horrendous, right? It's awful. I think it's just really bad tea. It's just bad tea and they just say it's liver detox because how are you going to prove it? And it's just a way to sell it.
Well, apparently it contains milk thistle, which is apparently good for the
liver. We had to stop using chemicals to clean the house. Like, we had to get a steam cleaner to clean things.
Oh, really?
Those are kind of cool. Do you have one?
No.
Yeah.
I'd like one because that would probably make things cleaner.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It would make the couch and the carpet a lot cleaner.
Then did you have to take down the rugs you use for soundproofing?
No, they're still on the wall. I'm going to try that and see how it goes. But I took the ones off the floor because the ones on the floor, they end up with a lot of dust on them and stuff. Well, there were cats. There's no more cats. Cats are gone.
Yeah.
Cats are filthy. And everyone keeps trying to tell me, oh, get those bald cats. It's not the hair. Well, it's the spit.
No, it's the spit. It's the saliva.
Yeah.
And what, did they spit a lot?
No, it's just them, like...
That's what you're allergic to, is cat spit.
Oh, right. Oh, is that?
It's not the hair.
Oh, really? That's weird. I don't know what... My brother used to have... Well, he's got something... He couldn't be in a room where cats had even been. Like, his allergy was that bad. Like, that was kind of strange. Like,
I couldn't when I did. I abused cats by having them. I was very sweet to the cats, but I was abusing them like a drug. Like, I was, I shouldn't have been taking them, and I was taking cats. For like 20 years, 20 some years.
Kitty.
I'm very allergic to cats. I'm very allergic to like everything that grows, to like all the grasses in Wyoming. And I'm allergic to sagebrush, which is everywhere in Wyoming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's not a good place for you.
I'm the boy in the bubble. Yeah, and like, I can't be around people with cologne. DJ had to stop wearing perfume. Man, it's hardcore.
Wow. That sounds like quite a change of life.
Venue, yeah.
Lifestyle kind of changing everything about your...
Absolutely.
Well, we hope you get better soon, Michael.
Yep.
It's fun on... No, it's like fun on the Fiends, but we'll find you some mad herbs.
Yeah. All right. Worms.
But, worms. but medicine is sometimes necessary. I've heard people really badmouth Western medicine. Like people saying to me, oh, you work for Big Pharma. Look, Big Pharma is a beast.
A small independent, I know you sell the drugs, but you work in a small independent pharmacy.
Yeah, it's like a small pharmacy. I'm not high up.
And you're not even giving people these drugs. You're not prescribing them.
And I don't agree. Like, I kind of feel bad sometimes when I'm like doing, excuse me.
Fiend Phone does have a cough button, but I'm just not pressing it because her sneeze is hilarious.
That came out of nowhere. I'm so sorry.
Because her sneeze is so funny, I'm just...
That was the cutest sneeze ever. That was
some
furry little creature.
I was on the phone to my mum one time and Katie sneezed away in the background and my mum went, oh, is Katie with you?
You should have said no. It's a weird recording of her sneeze that I keep in the background.
It's Barney.
It's the dog. Barney's currently like lying on the couch looking outside.
He's hinting to you.
He's like, I want to go out. And I'm like, nope.
I'm busy,
Barney.
Right, you talking to the dog aside.
I am talking to the dog, evidently.
Yeah, that thing with the liver tea, I know there's milk thistle and that in it, but it's really bad. I mean, you'd think that they could at least... it's going to happen again. This is hilarious. It's just Katie sneezing all the time.
Incredibly embarrassing.
Maybe you need some herbs. Open your book and find
out. Open
your book and find out what will help. It's probably like cinnamon and, paprika or something.
You talk and I'll look up the cure for sneezing. Okay.
Mixed with bicarbonate of soda. Uh-huh. It's usually something like that. You and your voodoo.
I'm fine. my voodoo hoodoo. No, something has tickled my nose and I feel a little bit sneezy.
I actually think it's kind of good that we got your sneeze on the radio because that's quite funny.
It'll be forever.
I've been enjoying that sneeze. So this is weird.
I hear music. Do you hear it?
I do.
It's a mass delusion. No. You're a rubbish wind-up person.
I'm terrible. We'll be back.
We'll be back after this trip to the free market.
Listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Welcome back, kids. Thank you for joining us on the Freedom Fiends. My name is Dan Green, and I'm here with Katie Green. And
hello.
There's been a... I would like to talk to you one-on-one now, kids, about morals and life.
In today's episode, and what we've
learned. Don't abuse cats.
Yes. Yes, you saw what happened when Michael Dean abused his body by owning cats for 20 years. And asthma's no joke.
Asthma, severe asthma is no joke, children. So before you own a kitty, find out what it can do to you and your body. That sounded weird.
Wow.
Weird.
We couldn't keep that up for too much longer.
So that's the moral of the story today, kids.
We promised a moral. We felt we had to deliver one.
We felt we did. But yeah, so Redemption in the third act. I don't really know how we sum up today's show.
We always have this chat.
Cartoony like... stuff, and I was moaning about modernization and the...
I like the direct model in the cartoon. Like, you know what I mean? I don't mind that.
Too.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I love the cheesiness of it as well. I mean, you just can't help but think that's brilliant.
I know.
I mean, who comes up with this?
And, you know, I think with modern day cartoons, the only one I'll say I like about modern day cartoons, I like Bob's Burgers. It's probably the only running one I like.
The only cartoon,
Simpsons classic and Family Guy is kind of funny. So
it's like adult cartoons were never like a thing.
I don't know when adult cartoons became
a thing. It probably was a while ago, but
yeah.
It's a good concept, you know.
It is fun, and I do like watching it because I find a lot of live action TV show sitcoms can be quite overtly sexual and overtly sort of focusing a lot on gender roles and stuff. Whereas,
you prude.
No, but like a show like Bob's Burgers is hilarious because it just doesn't. It's just pure kind of humor and they make fun of themselves, kind of, and I just really like that. So.
Fair enough. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's interesting, like, when you watch things from your youth with a retrospective of being older, especially if you haven't seen it in years and years, because you're like, this is weird, the kind of stuff I was considering.
Yeah.
There's a show called Fraggle Rock, and it was like Jim Henson's Muppets, and they like were these weird creatures that lived like below a lighthouse. And there's this episode where all the plants start emitting this smoke. And then every time someone goes there, they can't leave because they get all lost in the smoke.
Now you watch that and tell me that's not about drug use.
And then I'm watching it and I'm like, well, that's blatantly a thing about, like, don't take drugs because that's what happens.
Interesting fact for you, Sabrina the Teenage Witch had a similar episode.
Like a total anti-drugs episode.
And it was called, it was about, like, Cloud Nine.
Yeah.
And it was a club you could go to and everybody would just feel great. You'd be on Cloud Nine. But if you started to go there a lot, started to make your actual life really, really bad. So that was a total don't do drugs, kids. I always say to people, do drugs if you want. I don't care. Just like know what you're putting into your body. Just
there's another model. See, there's just models flying.
There's
out
morals the flying over the place.
I know. Do you want to do the cartoon voice again?
You saw what happens.
Cats. Even once.
Oh yes, hashtag
cats. I'll do it now.
That's the hashtag. Yeah, then cats. Not even once.
Not even once.
Katie's hashtag happy.
I will hashtag that too. I've had a lot of fun today. You know.
I'm going to work. I mean, it's the morning here.
It's quite early in the morning. Yes, we have work, and it's a lot of fun. But no, I love it. It's great.
It's a good thing you don't live here because you're a mailman. Cantwell would shoot you.
Oh no!
But Royal Mail is a privately owned company in the UK. I like to make that point.
So he can put his gun away.
No, I'm not paid by the government. Yay.
I will not work for them.
That is a scary thought.
And I don't really believe that you should like shoot mail carriers anyway.
Although,
for goodness sake.
See if we're just doing this. Don't shoot your postman, but definitely give your postman a tip at Christmas,
even if
it's just £1 or $1.
Christmas time is rough.
He deserves it, man.
Christmas
be nice
time.
To your postman. Get a hashtag.
Did you ever read Post Office by Charles Bukowski?
Oh, I love that book. I actually read it before I became a postman.
It made you want to become a postman, didn't it?
In a way, it didn't. In a way, it didn't.
Dad.
If you know what I mean.
You just opened a can of worms there,
you know,
Michael.
I've got Bukowski tattooed on my arm.
Really?
Worms. I do, yeah.
I think
not him, a, just to the word because
not his actual face.
Someone should get a lung butter tattoo.
Lung butter.
First one to get a lung butter tattoo wins the
blood testing kit.
Because Nathan doesn't want it.
Yeah, he doesn't want it.
Worms.
Worms.
This has been fun. Moral of the story.
Worms.
Know thy son.
Read the article on uncontacted peoples on Wikipedia. I want to airdrop Freedom Fiends to these people.
Okay.
Work.